Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin this hour in the Middle East. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Cairo this past hour in the U.S. latest bid to encourage Israel and Hamas to agree to a ceasefire. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
This is Blinken's eighth urgent mission to the region since October 7th. There's been no firm response to the latest ceasefire deal from Hamas. Blinken will travel through the region hoping to increase pressure on the militants. But the Israeli hostage rescue over the weekend could complicate the efforts. It resulted in a large number of civilians killed.
Blinken travels to Israel next. Former President Trump is scheduled to be interviewed by his New York probation officer ahead of next month's sentencing in his criminal hush money case. Mr. Trump will appear virtually from Mar-a-Lago. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The defendant does not have to cooperate or even attend, but it's a good idea to do so since the probation officer files a report with the judge, which factors into the ultimate sentencing decision.
Mr. Trump has held his first campaign rally since he was convicted in Battleground, Nevada. The latest CBS News national poll finds he and President Biden in a virtual tie ahead of the November election. Our director of elections, Anthony Salvanto.
Folks among the Democratic base, a little bit more motivated to turn out, kind of erasing some of that expressed turnout advantage that the Republicans had in the battleground state.
Overseas, voters in 27 countries have elected more far-right members to the European Parliament. In a political earthquake, French President Macron is calling for a new snap vote after his party got just half the vote of the leading right-wing party in legislative elections. Kids are still behind post-pandemic. The problem now, a lot of them aren't showing up for class.
According to the 2024 Kids Count data book just released today, only one in three children are meeting the reading standards in fourth grade, and only one in four eighth graders are proficient in math. And compounding the problem, 30% of students are chronically absent. And the results were even worse for students of color, kids in immigrant families, and children from low-income families. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The Celtics take a 2-1 game lead in the NBA Finals, beating the Mavs 105-98. Drew Holiday led the way with 26 points and 11 rebounds. But forward Jason Tatum says it's not just him.
We have so many talented guys on both ends of the floor that it could be a number of guys on a given night. We have a really talented team, and you know that's how we win games.
Game 3 Wednesday night in Dallas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Mount Pleasant officials will meet today to talk about water. A dispute over water and wastewater agreements between the city of Racine and the village of Mount Pleasant could threaten the development of a Microsoft data center in Racine County. Village President David DeGroot publicly addressed the issue at a Racine City Council meeting last week, accusing city leaders of not honoring their part of the agreement and holding up projects. Racine Mayor Corey Mason claims that the city has not received the promised benefits from the agreement and is seeking to renegotiate. He's citing the failed Foxconn deal and its unfulfilled job projections. A Waukegan woman is in the Kenosha County Jail accused of killing someone with their car Saturday night. Police say a 52-year-old man was hit by Sheila Tenen near Sheridan Road and 60th Street. He was trapped underneath her car and was there for almost a mile. The driver, Tenen, was believed to be under the influence of THC and was arrested. She's facing charges of operating while suspended and intoxicated use of a vehicle causing death. The cause of an early morning garage fire in Racine is under investigation. At just after midnight, Racine fire crews were called to a detached garage that was on fire on Green Street near Yount. Within 4 minutes of the call, crews were on scene and it only took about 10 minutes to put things out. No injuries were reported and no foul play is suspected. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get trounced by the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Tigers in Detroit 10-2. Milwaukee giving up 8 runs in the 5th inning. Manager Pat Murphy on pitcher Bryce Wilson's performance.
I think for inning 2, 3, 4, he was great. Had his cutter and his sinker. But the first inning and the other inning, you can't walk. If you're Bryce, you can't walk people. That's not his ticket to being an effective starter. So, but it is what it is. credit to the Tigers.
The crew opens a home series tonight against the Blue Jays. IndyCar racing in Wisconsin over the weekend at Road America. The winner in Sunday's Grand Prix, Will Power of Australia, second place to Joseph Newgarden, who won the Indy 500. Golf, Ernie Els beat Steve Stricker in sudden death at the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting 12 under par.
What can I say? You guys run a hell of a golf tournament and a great golf course.
That's golfer Ernie Els with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The 1964, somewhere around there. Here's Tommy James of the Shondells.
Don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and clover, show her.
So what is Tommy James doing these days, you ask? Well, Tommy is a disc jockey on the radio, and you know what? He's pretty good. Yeah, you know, a lot of these people, you know, they say, well, you know, I can't do my career anymore. I'm going to be a disc jockey. And some of them are really bad. But Tommy James is not bad. I've heard him many times. Very good. Crimson and Clover, Tommy James and the Shondells, who were just in Genesee. The Genesee Theater, I guess, back in November of last year. Yeah. All right. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN. You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN Radio. Well, phone meetings at work are back, too, because everyone has Zoom fatigue. Young people aren't happy about it, though. The Wall Street Journal did a story on how calls make them nervous because they don't know how to act on the phone calls. Older workers tend to find phone calls more relaxing because no one's looking at you. But younger employees have the opposite take. Some companies are even hiring consultants to coach them for $3,000 a day. You figure young people will be very comfortable on the phone because that's where they are, 24/7, on the phone. Got the Beatles for you now. Ticket to Ride, 612 WRJN. I'm not even going to argue about that. I'm just going to say it. The Beatles, they are the greatest rock and roll group in history. And we only had them for 9 years. Wasn't that long? I mean, they were here in 1962 or three, and then they were gone by the time the, you know, early 70s came around. Yoko Ono broke them up. I'm still convinced of that. Hey, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest here at WRJN. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and be a finalist for our grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. Listen for the keyword. You're going to be texting to the Civic Media app coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, all hour long. I'll be giving it out to you. And text it for your chance to win. We got a ton of winners, too. They just keep piling up. So be part of it. Download that Civic Media app and get ready to hit WRJN and text the keyword I tell you at 7 o'clock. Then Cindy's got a couple of new keywords for you at 9, 11, and 1, and then Kurt Vollman at 3, 5, and 7. So just keep it right here at WRJN. Your chance to win. Always looking to give away nice prizes here. We got a boatload of them. All right. There's a new restaurant in Missouri which has a very interesting policy. They're banning everybody under the age of 30. The manager says the restaurant is just something for older people. They want them to have a happy hour, get some good food, and not have to worry about some of the young folks who bring some of the drama into the restaurant. The owner added, "We want to ensure a mature, sophisticated, and safe dining environment for everyone, except people under the age of 30. They say they have gotten backlash, but that's fine. They're not changing their policy. So what do they do? Check IDs at the door? If you're 30 or above, you can come in. 30 and below, what? They won't let you in?
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
I had a donut. I had a donut before I came on stage.
I was with a friend last week. I was like, "You want to get a donut?" He was like, "I'm not hungry." I'm like, "What does that have to do with it?"
As if there's ever been a good reason to eat a donut.
Well, doctor says I need more powdered sugar in my diet.
Donuts are bad for you.
And according to my health nut wife, they're not appropriate for a trail mix.
I'm just on a different trail, right?
Mine leads to the emergency room. That joke will be even funnier when I die from cardiac arrest.
That's why I didn't laugh. Donuts are all about taste. In Los Angeles, there's a place called Yum Yum Donuts. It's like, what do you need the IQ of one to find that appealing?
Yum Yum. Me like Yum Yum.
Like, who's the target audience? Cavemen?
I know two things. Yellow fireball, rising sky, and Yum Yum Donuts. Yum Yum Donuts, Yum Yum.
It's WRJN. Where today it's going to be sunny. Highs near 64. Clear sky tonight. Lows around 50. And for tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with a high near 69. Right now, it's sunny. It's a cool morning. I walked outside. I said, should I bring my jacket with me? Who knew? Sunny, 54 degrees right now at Radio Park. It's 626 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits with Jerry Lewis. It's 628. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining us here. Local news and Tambas Hits are back. Pass it on to tell a friend at WRJM.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
Up to down in the boondocks, Billy Joe Royal, Cherry Hill Park at WRJM. Local news and timeless hits. Remember, pass it on, tell a friend. In the news, two 13-year-olds in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, got certificates of recognition this past week after rescuing a guy who drove his car into a canal. They jumped in the canal, got the guy out of the car, and saved his life before he drowned. Now, 13 years old, I'm trying to think back when I read this story. What was I doing at 13 years old? I know I wasn't saving people's lives. I don't know if I was capable of saving somebody's life then. I would hope I could if it came around. But 13, I was goofing off doing things, and these two young men saved somebody's life. And wow. I don't think I could have pulled that off. Hey, coming up a little after 7, Kelly Cruz is going to be here from the Downtown Racine Corporation. We have a ton of family activities happening downtown. We're going to tell you all about them. But first, 6:32, let's get to that news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Mount Pleasant officials will meet today to talk about water. A dispute over water and wastewater agreements between the city of Racine and the village of Mount Pleasant could threaten the development of a Microsoft data center in Racine County. Village President David DeGroot publicly addressed the issue at a Racine City Council meeting last week, accusing city leaders of not honoring their part of the agreement and holding up projects. Racine Mayor Corey Mason claims that the city has not received the promised benefits from the agreement and is seeking to renegotiate. He's citing the failed Foxconn deal and its unfulfilled job projections. A Waukegan woman is in the Kenosha County Jail accused of killing someone with their car Saturday night. Police say a 52-year-old man was hit by Sheila Tenen near Sheridan Road and 60th Street. He was trapped underneath her car and was there for almost a mile. The driver, Tenen, was believed to be under the influence of THC and was arrested. She is facing charges of operating while suspended and intoxicated use of a vehicle causing death. The cause of an early morning garage fire in Racine is under investigation. At just after midnight, Racine fire crews were called to a detached garage that was on fire on Green Street near Yount. Within 4 minutes of the call, crews were on scene, and it only took about 10 minutes to put things out. No injuries were reported, and no foul play is suspected. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Farms across the state of Wisconsin definitely paid attention to the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll find out how many farms applied for a little financial aid to improve their roads and bridges next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health. The only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Overwhelming. That's the response that Wisconsin farms gave to the Agriculture Road Improvement Program earlier this year when the first round of applications opened. Joel Nilsestuen is the Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
We received 153 eligible ARIP applications. They're really from all corners of the state. And when you add up all those applications, it was $252 million of total project costs. So we've got some hard decisions to make because there's a lot of good projects in there. We're awarding $50 million of projects in this first round. But you know, the good news is we're going right into round two, and in that process, we'll be awarding the remaining $100 million of projects.
Joel Nilsestuen, Assistant Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, he says that they expect to announce what projects will receive the initial $50 million in funding by the end of the month. Nilsestuen said they will also roll over all applications received in the first round of requests to the second round of funding. Find out more at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website.
At Compeer Financial, being here for you means something. With your loan, you access far more than financing. Enjoy member benefits like discounts on personal and business expenses, financial education, and special events, plus patronage, essentially reducing the costs of the funds you borrowed. Compeer Financial, here for you. Find out more today. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/member-benefits. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
The 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention begins unofficially today with their Day of Service chapters coming into the Madison area from all across the state a little early to dedicate some of their time and talent with the Dane County Park System, as well as building beds for the Sleeps in Heavenly Peace organization. Our summer intern, Aubrey Schlimgen, is going to be tagging along with them. Follow us, Midwest Farm Report, on Facebook. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Travel a lot. I'm constantly going through security, always behind that person that's never left their house before. They always want to ask me questions like, can I bring soup on the plane? It's homemade soup. I'm like, you should ask them. For an ID, can I use a fishing license? You should. Should I take off my shoes and my pants? Yes, you should. Airport security is annoying. It's nothing compared to international travel, like going through customs and immigration. That's so intense. They're dressed like SWAT team members. I always get so nervous. I'm like, do I have heroin on me? I don't even know what heroin looks like, but I might have accidentally packed some. There's that mini interview with the customs agent. What do you plan to do in the country? Murder people. You got me. I wasn't ready for your trick questions.
Late at night and in the morning I just lay in bed. But when you look so-
641 at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits this morning. Our neighbor, a guy lives on the block in back of me. He's got this wonderful dog, Juniper. Just a beautiful dog. Very powerful dog. I don't know if he's a pit bull mix or whatever, but he's very powerful. Excuse me. Very powerful. And occasionally he'll bring him over the house, my house, because I have a fenced-in yard, and he can't get, she can't get out. And so since we lost our dog, you know, you had put him to sleep about a year and a half ago, we kind of miss dogs. So this gets our, as my wife put it, we got our dog fix with Juniper coming in our backyard, running around for an hour or so. All right, we're done. Take Juniper home now. We had our dog fixed for the day. Speaking about dogs, a woman who thought she had her dog euthanized due to a serious medical complication was stunned. She saw her dog up for adoption a year later. Now she wants her dog back. So what happened when she brought the dog in to get euthanized and a year later the dog's up for adoption? How the heck did that happen?
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think of something. They think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down on the street to Heartbreak Hotel, but you will be, but you'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, they'll be so lonely they could die.
Today got sunshine, plenty of it too. Highs near 64 degrees, a clear sky overnight tonight, lows around 50. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high near 69. Right now we've got sunshine, 54 degrees here at Radio Park. Don't forget the Brewers welcome the Blue Jays to Milwaukee. 6:35 tonight on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night. Arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise.
out of Guess Who? These Eyes, a WRJN local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. It's time for Odd But True this morning. Did you know there were sheep in Central Park in the middle of New York City until 1934 when the city had to move them so people wouldn't eat them during the Great Depression? Ah, lamb chops. Mmm. Toronto. They're asking the people in that city who ride public rideshare bikes naked to please wipe down the seats and handlebars afterwards so it's sanitized for the next person. They're riding those bikes naked through the streets of Toronto. Really? Radio disc jockey Richard Blade received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last Thursday with Billy Idol in attendance. Wait a minute. You're telling me radio disc jockeys can get stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame along with John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Henry Fonda, and all the big Hollywood stars? Huh. I didn't know that. Do you have to be from Los Angeles to have that done? Disc jockeys on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I love it. Hey, at 6:48, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, two things happening. I'm going to get you that keyword in the Scotty Summer Statewide Giveaway where you can win some great prizes. Listen for the keyword. In the meantime, download the Civic Media app. Get ready to click on WRJN and type in that keyword for your chance to win. That's coming up. Plus, Kelly Cruz is going to be here from the Downtown Racine Corporation telling you about all the fun family events coming to Downtown Racine.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine, sending joy to the world.
it's going to be sunny today. Beautiful day with a high near 64. Clear tonight. Lows around 50. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow. Highs near 69 right now at Radio Park. It's sunny and 54 degrees. Bontilla Bass. Local news and timeless hits.
Rescue me. I'll take